great music, informative news, and local information. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
And welcome, everybody, as we're getting a nice round of applause here, I guess, from the crowd. As, they're announcing that we are here on the radio tonight, so very nice of them.
Yeah, my name was even included in that. It's just not Nate and the other guy with him or something. He said my name.
So, again, Nate Lull, Sky Thompson here tonight. Welcome in, everybody. That threw me off a little bit there on our intro, but that was very nice. As we are live in Bainbridge tonight, BG Football hosting Spencer Vanette and Kander, and a big contest here tonight. Both these teams possibly still in line for a playoff bid, so we are excited to be here on a beautiful fall night, that's for sure. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto pregame show. Butler has the area's largest selection of vehicles on two lots right in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. So, Sky, this is what we know about Section 4, Class D, Division 5. Tioga comes in 6-0. They've pretty much locked up the one seed. Delhi, 5-1, looks like they should be the two seed. Newark Valley, Walton, Spencer Vanette and Kander, BG, all still technically alive for those 3 and 4 spots. A lot will be decided over tonight and tomorrow's games, but, you know, both these teams still a lot to play for. BG probably the farthest out, but Spencer Vanette and Kander very much alive. Walton kind of controlling their own destiny. They play against Afton Harpersville tomorrow. Newark Valley has proven that they're a very good team this year, so the playoff picture, always exciting, but, boy, the potential of possibly a Delhi-Walton semifinal is pretty exciting.
Very exciting. That's one of the biggest rivalries in our area. So if you get an opportunity like that in the playoffs, it just adds an extra level to it.
So senior night here in Bainbridge, under the lights, beautiful weather, a great temp, and BG will receive going right to left. They are in the home navy blue uniforms with the white trim and the white lettering. Spencer Vanette and Kander is in the white tops, the purple pants, the black helmet. They will be kicking off. And I think the last time we saw them, Sky, I don't know if you were with me or not, we did an 8-man game. And they were down an 8-man a couple of years ago. They ran the table. They were undefeated. They went on to the state tournament. They were really fun to watch. It was over in Green.
I definitely was not with you at that, but I do remember seeing the scores for that team. And, yes, very, very good.
So BG will receive, and they'll bring it up to about the 40-yard line here on a short kick and a short return. Nice job there for BG, and they will start on offense, as we said, going right to left. Again, our Butler Auto pregame show. We waited a little longer tonight because we were enjoying the senior festivities here. They were recognizing members of the pep band as well as the seniors on the football team here who have really put together a nice season. 3-5 coming in overall, 2-4 in the division. They've had a lot of really close games. I go back to the first game of the year we did where they lost in overtime to Sherburn Earlville, and I think, boy, a couple other things go this way. This team could be 5-3 instead of 3-5, so They've had a nice year.
Absolutely, and I'm very curious to see how tonight's game goes. It's senior night, and also for Spencer Vanette, long road trips. So let's see if there's a little bit of tiredness to start off the game.
Here is Davey under center, rolls out to his left, wants to throw, looking for a long pass, but he's covered and then brought down as he tried to escape the pocket as he ran out to the outside, and Alan Shoemaker brought him down. Looked like they were going for the home run ball on the first play of the game.
Absolutely. You can see that. He wanted to get rid of it and then waited a little bit longer. I would have liked him in that situation, just tuck and run after holding the ball a little bit, pick up some yards. But I like the aggressiveness on play one.
Yeah, they had a couple wide receivers running deep, but good coverage as well by the Eagles of Spencer Vanette and Kander. So a second down and about 9 to go here. Davey escapes the pocket, runs to his right, turns the corner to the 40-45. He's going to be very close to a first down. Ripped down on the outside there. I don't see a flag. Pretty aggressive tackle brought down by the Eagles. Good play.
Over by, I think, the youngest chain group I have ever seen, Nate.
They were looking for volunteers before the game, and a couple of modified guys came up and said, we'll do it. That was cool to see.
It was really cool to see. Right up here in the press box, they said, we'll do it, and that's great to see. But I like to see Davey moving like that, that time just kind of tucking and running, putting his head down, picking up the yard. I'm curious to see how he's progressed since that first game that I saw him do this year where they played against Sherburn Earlville and the progression he's made.
Well, we did the game against Sherburne Earlville, and then you and I did the game with Sydney, correct?
Sydney, yes.
The game that got stopped early by Lightning, and they had to finish it the next day. So that's two times this year BG has started a game and had to finish it the next day. We can talk more about that. Is here on a third and short, they run to the outside again, and they are stuffed. And this will be an interesting decision here for the Bobcats and head coach Art Rigas. Fourth down and about three to go. You're near midfield. There, no question. Looks like they're going to line up and go for it unless we see that sneaky punt they like to do. No, they're going for
it. He's got a guy wide open.
They throw to the outside. It's complete. 35, 30, 25, and brought down at the 23. Pass complete to the outside to Parker Boutis. And, boy, they didn't even think about that. They just rolled the dice and went for it.
I love what they just did there. They knew immediately they were going to go for it if they don't get it on third down, so they lined right back up on fourth down. They lined up trips closest to us, and a guy completely uncovered. Great job by the quarterback recognizing that and getting rid of it quick.
So we are scoreless, about 10 and a half minutes to go in this first quarter now. What a play there by BG going for it on that fourth down play. And this will be a first down at the 25-yard line here for the Bobcats. They look over to the sideline, and head coach Art Rigas got one wide receiver. James Hagroyan is set up to the right side, and two wide receivers split to the left. Davey steps up to the line. And they got a man in motion from right to left. They're going to hand it off up the middle and bullying his way forward to the 20-yard line. Good for a couple of yards there is Damon Seymour.
I'm a big fan of his. He always seems to fall forward and pick up the extra 1, 2, 3 yards just off of the contact. Expect him to have another big night for his senior night after a great career here at BG.
9:45 to go in this first quarter. We are scoreless, but BG, their first drive of the night, is on the march. Three wide receivers split to the right. Empty on the left side, and under center is Davey. Wants to throw quickly to the outside and completes that pass, and diving forward up to about the 15-yard line here. So this will bring up third down and a short couple of maybe 4 yards, as, again, they hit to the outside there looking for Marshfield.
They ran a quick little bubble screen that play, and I like the play calling so far from BG. That time, quarterback gets the snap from under center, gets rid of it quick, gets the ball in the hands of his playmakers, and lets them make a play.
Third and short here, probably four down territory for BG if they need it, as they line up on the right hash here with 9 minutes to go in the first quarter. Scoreless between BG and Spencer Van Etten-Kander here tonight in Bainbridge. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Sky Thompson here on WCDO. Hand off to Marshfield, and we will have a whistle on the play and a flag just as that play got developed. So an offside call here against the Bobcats, and that stalls some of the momentum here. Thanks for joining us as well on WCDOsports.com tonight. Our web stream and our free audio is brought to you by SFCU. A timeout here for the Bobcats, so we'll step away. Just under 9 minutes to go in the first quarter, scoreless between BG and Spencer Van Etten-Kander. We'll be back on CDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Don't know if you can hear it real well, but the pep band is rocking tonight here, Sky.
This is one of my favorite places to come. They have a beautiful grass field. The scenery, we got a full moon tonight. But the BG pep band, always with a great performance.
Yeah, great job, and they're loud and proud here tonight as BG just took a timeout. So with 8:53 to go in the first quarter, we're scoreless here between the Bobcats and the Eagles of Spencer Van Etten-Kander. And as you said, Sky, a long trip here from Spencer Van Etten-Kander to BG. We'll see if the bus legs are real tonight for the Eagles or not. So a third down after the penalty, about third and eight, maybe third and nine here for BG at the Spencer 25-yard line.
I really like that timeout called. I think what they're doing is talking about if we don't get the first on this play, they probably lined up their fourth down play just like they did right before where they line up real quick and try to catch Spencer Van Etten off guard.
Davey walks up to the center here, waiting for the snap, and handoff going for Seymour, and tried to sell the fake a little bit there, but the Eagles were not fooled. coming in to make that tackle there was Ryan Huizenga. And so fourth down coming up here, Sky, for the Bobcats. And this has been a nice first drive for BG. You'd love to see them punch something in here.
It's been a great first drive, and I think that's the other importance of the timeout, making sure you guys are fully aware of what's going on.
So fourth down here, and let's see what they line up. Two wide receivers to the left now, one coming in motion from left to right. More of an I formation here on fourth down, and again, about 8 yards to go. One wide receiver split to each side. Davey under center. Two running backs in the backfield. Davey steps up, going for the corner of the end zone for Marshfield, and off his fingertips, and no flag for interference or anything, so it's a turnover on down, and the Eagles hold, so a promising drive comes up empty for BG.
Nice thrown ball, though. Definitely looked really, really well thrown, but Spencer Van Etten, nice coverage there, just a little out of reach for the receiver.
And Marshfield, we've seen him several times this year, always somebody who is able to make a play like that, so I don't blame them for trying to get him one-on-one in the corner of the end zone. So now we'll get a look at the Spencer Van Etten Kander Eagles offense for the first time tonight. 8 minutes to go in this first quarter, and we are scoreless. Again, thanks for listening here on WCDL. We had our Butler Auto Sales pregame show just a couple of minutes ago. A little abbreviated tonight because of senior night here in Bainbridge. A pitch to the outside for the Eagles, and they'll cut back to the right side and out to about the 30-yard line here for Shane Neal, the running back. And he is brought down. Actually, no, Parker Robinson there on the carry, so out to the 30-yard line. And again, Spencer is in the white tops, the purple pants with the black helmet here.
Second down for Eagles.
Second down and about four to go after that run by Parker Robinson. And quarterback here tonight, number 10, Jason Carberry will be throwing the ball here. He's going to look out to the left. Going for a home run ball here on second down, and just overthrew his receiver there, Caden McFall. But good coverage out there as well by the BG defense, and Boutis was step for step with him there.
I think the receiver for Spencer jumped a little early on that one. Had a step, but good coverage, as you said, but I think he jumped just a little early.
So this will bring up third down and about three, maybe four to go, as Spencer is going left to right at the 30-yard line here. With 7:23 to go in this first quarter, we're scoreless. And again, shotgun formation, two wide receivers to the left, two to the right as they go left to right. And here's the snap, going to be a run to the outside on a QB keeper. Can they turn the corner? Yes, they do. 35-40 out to the 45, still on his feet before he's shoved out of bounds there by Parker Boutis. Move the chains there for the Eagles from Turberry. Boy, that's what I used to see when they were playing eight-man, is they had a bunch of guys like that that could throw, but also QBs that could take off and run. They were just a terror a couple of years ago in the eight-man division, and it was before, I believe, so when you put in a new sport, you go through kind of a phase-in, and so I think they only had a regional game to go to after winning the section, and it's one of those teams that, boy, if they'd had a chance to go all the way to win a state championship, they might have been able to do that. Little handoff going to the right side here for Robinson, and he's wrapped up there by the BG defense and Damon Seymour. With 7 minutes to go in this first quarter, we are scoreless, and it's going to be a second down and 10 coming up here for the Eagles.
Now, going back to that time, there's a couple teams in that era of COVID, or, you know, whatever you want to call that era.
Yeah.
and one of them we already talked about was Delhi. They had a very good football team and,
yes,
and good in every sport that year, and it's unfortunate because you'd like to see what they could have done as well.
Yeah, those teams were very good, and I believe they were undefeated in football and basketball during the COVID season. And here is a throw for Spencer, complete to the 30-yard line now, before he's brought down at about the 26, a long pass to Robinson up into the night sky, and he came from the left wing, caught it on the right, and then picked up another 5 yards.
And the quarterback for Spencer got it off just in time. He got hit as he threw. BG brought a nice blitz, not picked up, but if he held it for even a half a sec longer, it would have been a sack.
Yeah, nice job there by Turberry to get that one off. With 6 minutes to go in this first quarter, we are scoreless, but the Eagles are on the march now. So we'll be a first down here as they will bring it up to the 30-yard line here. Clock continuing to move down to 5:50 to go here in this first frame. Waiting for the snap, and we'll have a flag on the play, and it's going to be against BG here. And those are just the little things that, in what could be a tight game here tonight, those are the things that hurt you.
And we saw that when they had the ball on offense. They had third and shortish medium, and the false start there backed them up to five, and here we're giving up an extra five. You can't have that in games, as you said, like this.
Scott, did you get to see that COVID Delhi football team? I got to see them play a couple of times.
I did.
Including against Oneonta. Boy, they were fun to watch.
I believe they played a game at Johnson City. Did they not that year?
I'm trying to remember. Boy, it was such a weird season because it was also in the, you know, different time of the year. As a cut to the outside here for Spencer, we got a flag as they're going to be very close to a first down here. Now, I'm trying to remember in my head. I'm just going off. They did play football one spring during COVID, correct?
Yep.
And then they must have played in the fall shortly after that. Boy, it's all molding together in my head here.
I'm trying. I think I saw them because I remember Alex Haight.
Yes.
But I can't remember if that was his last year or what year, and that doesn't help because he obviously went to a prep school as well. But I remember watching him, and I believe it was at Johnson City. But as I said, I can't remember if that was the COVID year or if it was the year before.
Yeah, so he graduated during the COVID year. So I would have thought maybe that was the year before, because I think during COVID they pretty much just played a localized schedule.
Okay.
If I'm remembering correctly. But, boy, that was a wacky time because there was really no leagues. There was no playoffs. It was just get games in. It was a really crazy time. 5.5 to go in this first quarter. And a throw over the middle is complete here for the Eagles. And a shimmy shake, and they're going to be in for the touchdown. A pass here over the middle to John Johnston, and he's in for six, as that penalty had backed them up, but it didn't matter. They throw over the middle, and Johnston rolls in for six.
BG brought the blitz again that time defensively, and when you do that, sometimes you leave a guy open, and that's what happened there. They had great pressure again, but the Spencer quarterback recognized that, got rid of the ball quick to the open receiver, and a touchdown.
So a nice catch, and the BG defense couldn't get back in time, and it's a 6-0 lead now for Spencer, Vanette, and Kander with 5.5 to go in this first quarter, and they'll be going for two. Two wide receivers split to the left and two running backs in the backfield, and they'll look to hand it off to Robinson, pushing the pile forward, and he didn't get it. So he's short, and so the Eagles put six on the board. They fail on the two-point conversion, again with 5.5 to go in the first quarter. It's 6-0. Spencer over BG here on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Scott Thompson with you here tonight. 5.5 to go in the first quarter in Bainbridge, and it's Spencer, Vanette, and Kander leading the BG football Bobcats by a score of 6-0. Big thank you to Jim Tomeo as well. He's our producer tonight. Back in Sydney at our Main Street studio. Always a big thank you to Jim. And thanks as well for everyone listening tonight on WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU. So after a short return on the kickoff, BG starting pretty much on their own 20-yard line, going right to left. Davey is going to roll to the outside, and some good coverage here by the Eagles defense. Davey gets off a pass, but it's out of bounds. And so no harm done, but he just got that off in time as the rush was coming. And I've been impressed so far here, Sky. Spencer, very athletic on the edge. They don't really allow you to get to the outside very much.
And I just noticed, I believe Spencer has a breast cancer awareness logo on their helmet.
Yeah, I was trying to tell during warm-ups what that was. I didn't get a real close look, but, yeah, that's what it looks like on the side of the helmet. Nice touch, definitely. And I guess it's just on the one side of every, almost a Pittsburgh Steelers look to it.
Yeah, it looks like the other side of the helmet's just blank.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of these schools, when they've merged here, you got to come up with some creative new uniforms, and a lot of schools have combined colors, and I think for football helmets, a lot of schools have just decided to go with kind of a plain Jane look, at least for now. I do like the new BG helmets this year, though. It's very Tioga, Michigan Wolverines-looking helmet, but it's very cool. It's a good look. BG, here's Davey on a second down and 10. Again, runs to the outside, trying to find a little extra room. Lowers the shoulder, gets rocked out of bounds. Good for a pickup of maybe 3 yards, and again, could not quite turn the corner.
And you mentioned the uniforms. The old Oneana ones were like that as well. They were pretty much identical to Michigan's. And when I was younger, those were the uniforms they had, and I was looking forward to wearing that, and then they changed it. So.
I do like those old helmets, and that's a very – I feel like Oneana's old uniform is kind of what Tioga wears today, and I've always thought their helmet is sharp. If you're familiar with that Michigan or Tioga helmet, BG pretty much has the same thing, but the striping is white on it, which is – it still looks very good.
I am a big fan.
Yeah. Third down and about two to go here for BG in their own defensive end of the field at the 30-yard line with 5:15 to go in this first quarter. Davey taking his time at the line, looks over to the sideline, and is setting up everybody here, barking out some signals. Big third down coming here. They drop back, and they want to throw to the outside, and Spencer's able to sniff that one out. It was complete to Noah Janinda, but he was brought down, and a fourth down coming.
Great play that time by the Spencer defense. BG has run that before where they did a quick little bubble screen, but that time Spencer sniffed it all out. But BG right back up on the ball again.
So let's see. Will they decide to punt, or will they try to go for the fourth down conversion as they did? This time they're going to punt. A bouncer over the middle. Spencer going to let this one roll, and BG will down it at the 39-yard line. So Spencer, Vanette, and Kander will get the ball back going left to right at their own 39 with 4.5 to go in this first quarter. Spencer with a 6-0 lead, and the pressure now falls on this BG defense to try to hold Spencer down on their second drive of the night.
Yeah, I've been impressed so far, but Spencer just with a couple big plays, especially in the passing game, to pick up some big yards. BG hasn't done bad stopping the run, but it's been the pass plays that have been the difference so far.
Yeah, the pass has been the saving grace here so far for the Eagles. So again, starting at their own 39-yard line, going left to right. Two wide receivers split to the left, nobody on the right. Two running backs in the backfield, they'll hand off. And again, going right back to Parker Robinson, and he pushes the pile forward on the left side of the line for about a pickup of 3 yards. So 4:25 to go in this first quarter, 6-0 lead here for the Eagles over the Bobcats. We're live in Bainbridge tonight. Both teams still fighting for a possible playoff position. I'd say both are kind of on the outside looking in, almost those on-the-bubble type teams. Walton with the game tomorrow, kind of controlling their own destiny, but that four spot could go to almost anybody that's left still. Newark Valley, BG, Spencer, Vanette, and Kander. The tough part is one of those teams is going to have to play Tioga in the semifinals.
And this is the last regular season game, correct?
Correct. Last weekend of the regular season. Some teams will go on and play extra games that are non-playoff type of games as a run to the outside. Here on second down and 6 to go. Only picks up about a yard there for the Eagles as John Johnston, who scored the touchdown earlier in the quarter, had nowhere to go. So third down and about 5 to go. But, yes, teams are either fighting right now for that playoff position, or most teams will play one, maybe two more games, depending on what the schedule looks like, which is it's nice to get those extra games in, but I always fear injuries for some of those non-playoff games.
And those winter sport coaches especially do.
Yeah, they're sitting there with their fingers crossed, that's for sure. And a QB keeper here to the left side on third and 5, and this time the BG defense trying to haul him down. He's going to get one extra push. The ball came out. He was down by contact. This is going to be very close here. Terberry, the quarterback, somehow escaping the pocket there. That was impressive.
And I think he got it. Based off this spot, I believe he got it. Yep.
He was hopping on one leg. Looked like he was just smoked with about 3 yards to go and somehow dragged the pile forward. Great extra effort.
He had nowhere to go originally, but then made a great play, a couple nice cuts, and made something out of literally nothing.
So 2.5 to go in this first quarter. Spencer Van Ettenkander leading BG 6-0. And it looked like that was going to be the perfect spot for the BG defense to get a hold. But instead, the Eagles keep the drive alive. So they are right at midfield, going left to right. Waiting for the snap in the shotgun. Two wide receivers to the left. They're looking left. They throw over the middle to Johnston. It's bobbled and falls down to the turf before the Bobcats could get their mitts on it.
And it kind of popped up a little bit in situations like that, especially with throws across the middle like that. Normally a defender's right there to catch it, but luckily for Spencer that there was not anyone there.
2:10 to go, first quarter, still a 6-0 lead for the Eagles on the road here. And again, a key division game here tonight between the Eagles and the Bobcats on senior night. Chance of BG from the cheerleaders here. The pep band has been strong as well, a great atmosphere for Friday Night Lights here in Bainbridge.
This is one of my favorite spots to come. This is like old school football with the grass field and just everything.
Waiting for the snap here. Looking to the outside. Stepping up, Tierberry again escapes the pocket, and he's going to pick up the first down. Very close, at least, as he's tackled at the 40-yard line. And, Sky, I don't know what if they've even had the vote on this or not. I'm not sure, but there's a lot of talk about putting turf down here. So
really?
One of the nicest grass fields in the area might become an all-purpose turf field. I know they've been talking about a building project down here, so we'll have to see what the future holds.
Have they decided on a mascot for a team down the road whose school name I won't mention?
No, I did see that they put out a list of probably, I don't know, 20 or 30 names. Maybe we could go through them at halftime. Some interesting choices for Sydney down the road as they're still waiting for a new mascot. Hand off here to Robinson, and on third and short, he gets pushed to the outside. Did he get it? We'll have to see. I believe so, based on the spot, with 1:10 to go here in this first quarter. Spencer Van Ettenkander leading BG 6-0. And yes, first down.
And your name, I'll say your name, but it wasn't really. The Sydney Dams did not make the list, I don't
the
think.
The Sydney Dams did not make the list. No. There was a lot of interesting names on there, and I know it's going out for a vote. Some names that have to do with area history and just, you know, some more common names and stuff. Yeah, maybe we can go through those at halftime, if that's allowed, I guess. I'm not exactly sure. Here's a handoff to the outside for Logan Amon. And he's able to pick up about 2, maybe 3 yards there for the Eagles with 34 seconds to go in this first quarter.
But, my drive over, you get off the interstate, you cross the bridge, the nice lights and the nice bridge going across, and then you get here, and as I said, you just have such a nice grass field and under the lights. It's perfect to me. This is what high school football in this area is.
Yeah, very well-maintained field. 34 seconds left. It reminds me where we were last week. We did Sydney at Oneonta last week.
Yep.
Of course, OHS has the turf now, but I always thought they had one of the nicest grass fields in the area before they changed over to turf as well. A handoff up the middle, and the BG defense bringing him down. I believe that was Shane Neal on the bottom of the pile. Yes, and nowhere to go for him. So 20 seconds to go first quarter. Clock is moving. Third down at about 7 to go for the Eagles. And they seem to be in no hurry here, Sky. And they're going to let this run out. So the end of the first quarter, it'll be Spencer Van Ettenkander 6, BG nothing. Second quarter coming up. Spencer on the drive again. We'll be back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, high-speed fiber optic internet, and our other services, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. The pep band, the Cowbell, is even out here tonight. They are rocking, trying to pump up this BG defense as we start the second quarter here in Bainbridge. The Bobcats trailing, visiting Spencer Vanette and Kander 6-0. High school football tonight here on CDO. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Sky Thompson, as both these teams fighting to maybe keep their playoff hopes alive for a week from now. Hard to believe that next week we'll be into the playoffs.
It's crazy how fast this season really went by. It did not feel like we're already to this point, but I guess we are. And you mentioned the cowbell. I don't know about you, Nate, but I need more of it.
I need more cowbell for sure. Yeah, I feel like that's a new addition. I haven't heard the cowbell when we've been here this season. But the pep band seems extra hyped up tonight. You got to love it. Spencer Vanette and Kander now going right to left. We flip ends of the field here to start the second quarter. A man in motion on a key third and seven. A sweep to the outside, and they're going to be very close. Brought down at about the 30-yard line here. Ball carrier there was Logan Amon. And on the tackle, it looked like was Elliot Briggs there for the Bobcats. And fourth and inches here for the Eagles. I've noticed they have some speed on the edge, and it's got to be tough for BG, this defense, to protect the middle, but also protect the outside, because they seem to be able to get to the outside, the Eagles, that is.
Yeah, we've seen that time and time again, and it's not just the receivers and backs. The quarterback moves very well as well, but we got to remember he can throw it too, and a fourth and short, I don't expect that, but you never know.
They're in the shotgun on a fourth and short. They need about 1 yard, and they're going to hand it off to Johnson. He gets to the outside, but the BG defense is there, and I think they got him. I think he's short. We're waiting for the official signal here. But, boy, what a good tackle there. Hagroyan was over there for BG, Elliot Briggs, and they were not fooled by that inside handoff. Yeah, they stopped him. Great stop for Bainbridge.
Huge stop. And now they get the ball back, hoping to go down and score. That's exactly what they needed. You don't want to go down two scores early.
So can the Bobcats offense answer and get them back into this game? They trail 6-0. Fresh into the second quarter here tonight on WCDO. We're glad to have you along. Also on WCDOsports.com, our web stream is brought to you, as always, by SFCU. Two wide receivers split to the right. Nobody on the left. And two running backs, in the backfield. Davey going the wrong direction, now steps up in the pocket after a long drop back, drives forward, and picks up about 3 yards on the play to the left side. BG in the home navy blue uniforms tonight with the white trim, as we talked about earlier, that Michigan University of Michigan-style helmet with the white trim. So a second down and about 5 to go, BG going left to right on their own 38. And so 10.5 to go here in this second quarter. We'll have to get you some score updates during halftime as well. A couple other local teams playing tonight. Sydney hosting Shenango Forks. Another game I considered doing was an 8-man game, Unitego Franklin hosting Cooperstown tonight up at the U. But we said, hey, we got to get here for this big one. A lot of playoff implications here at BG. So they'll throw over the middle, and it's complete. Good for a first down across the 40 to the 45-yard line. Another quick hitter. And Janinda was able to grab that kind of a quick move in the slot before he's brought down.
Yeah, I love that play call again. This quick passing game so far has worked. As you've seen, he's dropped back and looked for the deep ball a couple of times, but they've had a lot of success on these quick hitters.
Yeah, that's tough to stop, too, because, I mean, he literally had the ball for probably less than a second. Snap and then dumped it right off, and they're able to move the chain. So they're up near midfield now, going left to right. Davey peers over to the sideline, barking out a couple of signals, getting it from head coach Art Regas. A little sign language there. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left, a man in motion. Marshfield is split out to the left. Now he'll go in motion from left to right. Instead, it's a handoff up the middle, and good for about 9 yards. Powering forward was Damon Seymour. That's that style you were talking about earlier, Scott.
Yep, he gets a nice hole from the line. The line has done very well tonight for BG, and they open up a great hole for him. And once he gets a full head of steam, I'm going to quote you from last year. We haven't used it too much this year, but he's like a bull. You want to finish it off for me?
Bull in the China shop right there. And that was, yeah, that's perfect. He just took it right forward and lowered the shoulder. Nice run. So about a second down and 2 after an 8-yard run. here for BG. And so Davies saunters up to the line. Two, now three wide receivers split to the right. In the backfield off his right hip is Damon Seymour. They're going to go right back to Seymour, but he fumbled. Ball's on the turf. Both teams signaling that they have it. Let's see who's at the bottom of the pile. BG's going to have that ball, and I believe maybe a first down. Wow, a great job to recover there by Seymour. As I don't think he got stripped, it just looked like on the handoff, he bobbled it.
Yeah, I don't think the handoff that time was that clean. And to go back to that pass play, I think what they're doing is they're reading the Spencer Van Etten defense. When you have twins, they have one cornerback that's up. He's the one usually playing the outside guy. The other guy's playing off. So that quick hitter is going to be there a lot. And when we would play against Windsor sometimes, that's the defense that they would play. And we just do a quick little hit. You pick up 5 to 7 yards just because they're playing that far off the ball.
We've seen Connor Davey look over to Art Regas, the head coach, a lot. And I feel like they're taking it a play-by-play basis, kind of taking what the defense lines up in and going from there.
And you'll see what they do is they'll get out in their formation and then they'll look over and Art is making the adjustments.
Oh, we got a flag here, I believe, for a delay of game. That one is going to go against the Bobcats here. And so mark that one back, 5-yard penalty. And do we have a timeout as well? Both teams went over to have a chat with the coaching staff here.
I don't think so, but...
Yeah, Coach Regas just came right out onto the field here. And now the white hat, I think, is saying we got to get moving.
Nope, I think now we're going to get
timeout. Now we're going to get the timeout.
Maybe.
Yeah, I haven't...
There it is.
Okay, there it is. We finally got the official signal. So, timeout there for the Bobcats. We'll step away as well. Coach Regas was getting all the time he could out of that. So 7:53 to go in the second quarter. It's Spencer Van Etten, Kander 6, BG nothing. We'll be back on WCDO.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sidney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sidney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Just under 8 minutes to go in the second quarter. A 6-0 lead for Spencer Van Etten Kander over BG football here in Bainbridge. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson. And Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in Sydney at our Main Street studio. Big thanks to Jim, as always. So out of the timeout, it's going to be first down and 15 after the penalty. And so BG, again, has been taking their time at the line, trying to figure everything out as we go here. And I think really just trying to make play calls based off the defense, as we were discussing before the break. Marshfield is in motion, but instead they'll hand off and another dive bomb run up the middle for Damon Seymour. Good for about 5.
Nice to bring it back to the original line of scrimmage. And I think that's exactly what they're doing. He'll pick the formation. He'll go out. If they like what they see, they'll just run the play. If not, based on how the defense is aligning, he'll make an audible, which has so far been pretty successful for him.
Yeah, it seems like it's worked out well. And, boy, it takes a lot of good communication between coach and quarterback there, a lot of hand signals. And so far they've done a good job with it. A handoff to the inside here on second down and 10, picks up another 5 yards. That one to Janinda there. Another quick little sweep. And, you know, early in the season we saw a lot of Marshfield in situations like this. He's on the field tonight. They've used him a little bit, but it's been fun to see some other guys get into the rotation of holding on to the ball here tonight for the Bobcats. 6:55 to go, second quarter, a 6-0 lead for Spencer over Bainbridge Guilford here tonight. Glad to have you along. This will be a third down and 5. Davey runs to the outside, but this time the Eagles defense says no way as they shut the door, and he's pushed out of bounds. And maybe he didn't quite get out. I think they tackled him before he got out. So a fourth down coming here, 4th and 5. BG is in Spencer territory. Ball is spotted at the 38-yard line. See what they do. I mean, I think they're going to go for it here, right, Sky?
I would imagine. I mean, they've moved the ball well. It's not that they haven't. You know, in this play like that, the last one they like, I like to go to the wider side of the field. It just gives me a little bit more room to maneuver. They ran to the short side, but right now, I mean, we'll see what they do. He's thrown the ball well tonight, for sure. So you have a lot of options in your back pocket.
Yeah, four down territory with this field position. Davey rolls out to his left, looking for a receiver, throws down the run. It's complete. Good for a first down for BG at the 30-yard line. And hauling it in over on the far side of the field was Parker Boutisse. Well done by Davey to throw that on the run as well, rolling, you know, kind of against the grain to his left.
And great job by the receiver of making sure he stayed in bounds. When you're rolling out that way, you want to kind of flow with the quarterback, but you get sometimes close to the sideline. Great job of making sure he was fully aware of where he was on the field to stay in bounds.
An equipment timeout here as the officials are helping Marshfield with his helmet here. Looks like maybe a little piece was maybe working on the chin strap, something like that. And the white hat really going to work for him here. He's not only a ref, yep, but equipment manager as well. It looks like they got that all fixed up.
I don't know if I've ever seen that.
No, he blew the whistle and said, all right, I'm going to take care of it.
I got this.
And, yeah, no more delays. Here we go, boys. And all of a sudden, Marshfield all set, and we're back in. So this will be a first down and 10. BG's putting together a nice drive here, stringing it together. They are at the Eagles' 30-yard line. Davey is under center. And they'll hand off. Look to run up the middle, diving forward to the 25. Was Marshfield here as they get him involved. So second down at a very manageable 5, maybe 6 yards for BG. With 5:15 to go in the second quarter, and BG trails 6-0. And this would be a big drive for BG. You work a little more time down. Maybe you cash in. You at least tie this game up going into the break, perhaps. Not letting Spencer have too much time with the ball. I mean, still 5 minutes, a lot of time here, but I'm envisioning if they chip off a little more time as they have on this drive. This has been a long drive that's chewed up a lot of time.
And I think for BG, that's what they want to do. Spencer's offense looks like it's got a lot of weapons. You probably don't want them to have the ball that much.
So one wide receiver split to the left, one to the right on a second down and about 6 to go. Again, they run it up the middle. First down and a lot more inside the 15, down to the 12. And again, Damon Seymour punishing running there for the Bobcats.
He is just a punishing back. You don't want to get in front of him once he gets a full head of steam. You really don't.
I mean, he disappeared into the pile and then squirted out on the other side and took down a couple of tacklers on the way. So with 4.5 to go here in the second quarter, BG knocking on the door inside the Eagles' red zone.
And he initiates the contact. He will make sure you feel it.
I like that style, too. I mean, he's not, like you said, he's not waiting for it. He initiates it, and he's ready for it, and it seems to always pay off in extra yardage for him. A little bit of an I formation here for BG with Seymour and Marshfield lined up behind Davey. They're going to go to Marshfield, and he runs to the outside, but good blocking. Didn't matter that time as the Eagles came busting through, and John Johnston was able to wrap up Marshfield. So clock still moving as we come up on 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. BG trailing Spencer Vanette and Kander 6-0 here. Again, both teams possibly looking for that four spot in the upcoming playoffs. Again, we assume, if all holds true here tonight and tomorrow, the Tioga, undefeated winners of 30-plus games in a row, will clinch the one seed, and it looks like Delhi has a good beat on the two seed. So here is a second down and 10 for BG. They're looking to throw. Going for Marshfield again in the end zone. Complete touchdown for the Bobcats. Same play they tried on fourth down a while ago. This time they convert, put 6 on the board.
That was a great route. I watched it. He took kind of a hesitation. It froze the defensive back, but also froze the safety behind him. Beautiful ball. You couldn't have thrown that in a better spot. That was a great play.
Yeah, very nice. The defender could not get his head around in time, and Marshfield was just waiting for it by the back pylon and was able to haul that in. So we have a 6-6 game with 3:40 to go in the second quarter, and now Marshfield, who we've seen kick in the past, is going to go for the extra point for the Bobcats. So waiting, there's the snap, and they bobbled it. Marshfield's going to have to run and has nowhere to go. And so the extra point comes up empty, and we are tied 6-6 between Spencer Vanette and Kander and BG. Late in the second quarter after the Bobcats score, on about a 15-yard touchdown to Declan Marshfield. We'll be back on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDO, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And here's the kickoff after the BG touchdown. Eagles trying to return, and they'll get up to about the 30. And that's where they will start here with 3:30 to go in the second quarter in a 6-6 game. We got a good one here, Sky, in Bainbridge tonight between the Bobcats and the Eagles.
I feel like every time we come here, we've been pretty fortunate with great games.
You never know what you're going to get when you come to Bainbridge. We've seen a lot of thrilling games here over the years, and tonight seems to be no exception.
Last time we were here, we had a lightning delay.
Yeah, lightning delay. We've had late starts here where the officials didn't show up.
Yep, that was a thing.
I mean, you never know what you're going to get here. We've had some last-minute, last-play-of-the-game heroics here over the years. It's been fun. So running to the outside here, good defense by BG as Marshfield was able to track down the running back here for Spencer Van Etten-Kander. Nowhere to go. And kept him inbound, so that clock's going to keep moving. And I think BG would love to get into the break with this 6-6 tie at the moment. And so this will be a loss of about 4 yards here for the Eagles. So second down and about 14 to go. Second and long for the Eagles. Ball at the about the 28-yard line. Did have a score update from down the road that Sydney was trailing Chenango Forest 25-0 early in that game. And so here is the snap, a fake. Turberry's going to throw, looking to his right. He's got a receiver, overthrows him, and BG couldn't bring it down as they looked like they had a good chance with Boutisse for a pick, but just over his head as well.
And he knows it, too. It went right through his hands. The ball actually missed the receiver completely. The BG defender had the best chance of coming up with that one, but right through his hands.
Yeah, right through his hands, and boy, that would have put BG in some good field position late here in this second quarter. But now we have third down and long for Spencer Van Etten-Kander. Two wide receivers split out to the left and two to the right as they go right to left on their own 30-yard line. Shotgun snap. They're going to look over the middle, looking for Johnston. It's tipped, and again, BG couldn't get the interception. That went right off the chest there of Johnston, went and popped up in the air, but then they couldn't bring it in before it hit the turf.
And Spencer's lucky in that one because, once again, a throw across the middle that kind of popped up like that, but no one for BG was quite close enough. But if they had gotten that one, that would have been huge with great field position. But here, BG's got a chance to get the ball back with over 2 minutes left and take the lead going in the half.
So the Bobcats defense, solid on that one, is going to force the punt. But we have a timeout taken by the Bobcats first, so we'll step away. With 2.5 to go in the second quarter, we're tied 6-6. Between Spencer and BG here on WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system and home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. 2.5 to go in the second quarter. We're tied 6-6. And out of the timeout, it looks like Spencer will be punting back to BG here. who was going to have a little bit of time left to maybe try to take the lead before our halftime break. Stay tuned. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. Sky and I can see if we can get some other scores from out of town. Maybe talk about potential Sydney mascots. You never know what we'll talk about during the halftime break. So Eagles are going to punt this one away. BG standing back to our left with Marshfield and Davey. Good punt here from the Eagles. Marshfield's going to let it go. Davey will let it go as well. Takes a Eagles bounce and rolls all the way back to the BG 28. They'll down it there. And that is where the Bobcats will take over with 2:21 to go in the second quarter. And so, you know, early it felt like Spencer Sky had all the momentum. They scored early. BG just couldn't get it going. But this second quarter has really belonged to the Bobcats.
It really has. I've liked how they've really stuck to what their game plan, it would appear, was going into this game. Offensively taking our time and draining the clock. Defensively, they have really, really tightened up since that first possession. Not giving the quarterback any room to really do much of anything. And now BG has a chance to go into halftime with the lead.
So here are the Bobcats. Davey in the shotgun wants to take it and run to his right as he goes left to right. Tiptoes up to the 35 and then steps out of bounds with 2:16 to go in the second quarter. Again, tied 6-6 here on WCDO between visiting Spencer Venette and Kander and Bainbridge Guilford here tonight. Both teams still alive, technically, trying for a playoff spot.
Smart play by the quarterback there. As you and I were talking about during the break, BG, I do not believe, has any timeouts left. So every second that you could save might play a huge difference as we get closer to halftime.
And so we'll see if they try to, you know, keep the plays onto the edge here so they can get out of bounds, as this will be a second down and about four for BG on their own 35. They throw to the outside for Marshfield. He's looking back across the field and wants to throw. Now comes back to the right, and it's incomplete. Boy, they had something dialed up there, and it just didn't come to fruition. But, wow, Marshfield was looking to throw, but had nobody to go to.
Yeah, I don't know if there was a miscommunication by the other receiver that was supposed to leak out or something, but for a second, when he started running back to the left, I thought he should just keep it because it looked like there was a lot of daylight over there. But sometimes you just don't know what to do in that situation.
I wondered what Marshfield was doing. Right when they were lining up, he took his glove off.
I did see that, too.
And kind of tossed it to the side, and now he puts it back on, so I'm assuming he won't be trying to throw again on this possession, but that explains that. So a third down and about three, maybe four to go. Hand off to Marshfield. Diving forward, I think he got the first down, and he did, to the 41-yard line. Nice extra effort to pick it up and move the chains with 2:03 to go, second quarter.
And look at them get right back on the ball, not letting Spencer really get a chance to set up.
Again, no timeouts, we believe, here for BG. And now the clock is moving. We're under 2 minutes to go. Davey peers over to the sideline, trying to change the play in a 6-6 ball game with halftime looming. Davey works his way up to the line. Two wide receivers to the right and one to the left. Again, they throw to Marshfield to the outside, cuts back to the inside. Maybe, he got a little bit more than I thought. He just got back to the line of scrimmage, but was able to pick up about three more yards. But again, the clock moving down to 90 seconds to go before the break. So they hustle up, get to the line. About a second down and six to go. Right at midfield. They're at the 50-yard line. Oh, 45, excuse me. Marshfield trying to get open as Davey rolls to his right. Nowhere to go. Davey still on his feet and knocked out of bounds at the 40. And are we going to have a flag here? Thought maybe a horse collar tackle or maybe a late hit too. But nothing doing there, and the BG fans wanted more, but they won't get it with 1:12 left. And so this will bring up a third down and about nine to go for the Bobcats with the ball at the 41-yard line. So BG now can take their time in the huddle. Clock is stopped with a minute 12 left. Nate Law and Sky Thompson with you here. We'll take you all the way to halftime as BG and Spencer Venette and Kander tied 6-6. Real good ball game here between these two. And here is Davey under center. Gets the snap, drops back, takes a big drop, now throws incomplete as he saw the rush was coming and tried to dump it off there to Janinda. And it's incomplete, and the clock moving.
They ran a screen pass back towards the middle design, but unfortunately just hit a drop so far to where he couldn't get it there. But here they are lining up real quick again.
And they're going to punt this one away on fourth down. I thought maybe they might go for it there, but they punt it deep, and the Eagles will get it at about the 26-yard line. Boy, they were moving so fast, I thought maybe, hey, they're going to try to sneak it in before like they did on a fourth down where they threw a pass, and it worked out great. And so the Eagles will get it back, so a little bit of a missed opportunity there for the Bobcats. And now if you're BG, you're just trying to hang on defense and make sure with 59 seconds left in the second quarter that the Eagles don't break one.
Yep, your whole mindset now is get a stop, don't go in the halftime with anything other than this game being tied. If we can get a turnover and take the lead, of course, great, but we do not want to be down.
And so here are the Eagles starting on their own 25-yard line after that punt by Davey. Three wide receivers split to the right, and they're looking for a deep ball here. They throw over the middle, and this one is incomplete at the 50-yard line. Good defense there by the Bobcats. Intended receiver was Shane Neal on the play.
And he's not happy. He's hitting himself in the head. I think he knows he missed one there. But Spencer getting right back on the ball very quick.
52 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Spencer now taking their time. They hustled right back to the line, and now they'll go back and actually huddle up as the clock is stopped with 52 seconds left. So a second down and 10 to go for the Eagles. They go right to left. Ball on the 25-yard line. And waiting for the snap. Snap was low, and we have a flag on the play. And this is going to be a false start here against the Eagles.
And this might sound crazy, but I think that they would prefer the outcome of that one because with the low snap, BG also had a free runner. Quarterback was most likely going to be sacked on that one. So he would have had to either use a timeout or the clock would have just been running.
Yeah, that's kind of a good break there for the Eagles with 51 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Again, 6-6 between BG and Spencer Vanette and Kander. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few. Two wide receivers split to the right and two to the left as the Eagles go right to left in the white tops with the purple pants and black helmets. 6-6 ball game here. BG brings the rush. Three guys chasing after the quarterback. He throws to the outside. Turberry couldn't find anybody there. Again, off the hands of Neal and incomplete with 44 seconds left in the quarter.
BG, again, bringing the pressure and, you know, I like how they're staying with that. We saw earlier in the game the one touchdown pass that happened was off of a play where they brought the blitz, but staying true to what they want to do, bringing pressure, not giving him a lot of time.
And so this will be a third down and about 14 to go here for the Eagles with 44 seconds left in the second quarter. So again, third and long, same setup, two wide receivers split to each side. Empty backfield, shotgun snap. Looking over the middle again, trying to find Johnston, and this time it is picked off by BG. At the 42-yard line, Connor Davey was there, and he saw that coming a mile away and was able to make the pick with 40 seconds left in the quarter.
And this is the thing with Spencer, with all the incomplete passes, the clock never really ran, so now BG gets a chance with 39.7 seconds left to, again, possibly take the lead.
And again, no timeouts for BG, but hey, you're going to have a chance at it here. Ball is spotted at the 42-yard line, and you are in Spencer territory. So BG should get a couple of cracks at it here. Big interception there by Davey, and I think he was just waiting. They scored on that play with Johnston in the first quarter, and since then, BG has been right there to seal up the middle of the field. Davey right back in at quarterback. He's taking a shot of his own, going for Marshfield, and that is incomplete. Nice coverage there by the Eagles. Getting up slowly is Parker Robinson. Appears to be okay, but nice job in coverage. Second down coming up, and they like trying to get single coverage on the outside there for Marshfield.
And it does look like the Spencer defender is kind of limping just a little bit, and this is the coach now part of me, where I go run back that same play again and challenge him to see if he can get over there and make the same play twice in a row.
Looks like he might have done something to his back. He's still not exactly looking like he's in peak condition here. Yeah, he's still kind of limping a little bit, so we'll see what BG decides to do. With 34 seconds to go, second quarter, will they run it back? Marshfield still split out to the right side. They're going to try to go over the middle this time to Hagroyan. He lost control of it. It was almost picked off by Johnston as he couldn't ball it in. 30 seconds to go here in the second quarter, And a third down and 10 coming up for the Bobcats.
And Marshfield's number 20, correct?
Correct.
They had him over the middle on that one. I think they made a read too quick, because as soon as he made that in cut, you saw the two defenders go to the tight end there, and they had the middle open.
Yeah, trying to go to the tight end there, but he was well covered and couldn't make the catch.
And we've only seen 9 seconds come off this clock.
Yeah, still 30 seconds to go. So BG, if they could pick up a first down, we'll still have some time. Three wide receivers to the right, and nobody to the left. Seymour is in the backfield off the left hip here of Davey. Davey with his toes here on the 50-yard line. We got a flag on the play, tucks it and runs, and works his way up to about the 35-yard line. Still short of the first down, but we got a flag. Believe it's going to go against BG here.
Believe it's going to be in the area of holding.
Marshfield pleading his case with the white hat, but it is going to be a hold here against the Bobcats. So with 21 seconds left, a nice run there taken away, and the Bobcats will be faced with another long yarded situation. So waiting to see where this will be snapped, or where this is, where the spot's going to be here for the Bobcats. Nate Lowell and Sky Thompson with you here. We're glad to have you along for an exciting first half. Again, our score is 6-6 between Bainbridge-Guilford hosting Spencer Van Etten Kander here tonight. Long trip from the Spencer Van Etten and Kander areas, as that will be a 10-yard penalty holding against BG. And so this is going to back the ball up to about the 48-yard line, it looks like, and will be... They'll repeat the down, so about a third and, 16, 17 maybe here, Sky?
Yeah, looks like it.
Maybe even more. Might be third and 20. Hard to tell. We're at that weird angle again I can't quite tell.
That's why I'm trying to do it myself here.
So Davey is under center. Now he's going to back up into the shotgun. Groin is split out to the right side. Davey still looking over to the sideline here for head coach Art Regas. 21 seconds to go. He's going to have to hurry to get this off, and he does. Davey, avoiding the rush, rolls to his right, wants to throw, does. And he's looking for Marshfield, but it's incomplete. With 12 seconds left here in the second quarter, and fourth down coming up. We got a flag on the play here.
I think we're going to have a block in the back.
A little bit of jawing. There after the play.
That happened too, but that's not what the penalty's for.
Some guys in the trenches there were not happy with each other from both sides. Is this going to go against BG?
It will, but the interesting thing is do they accept the penalty and keep it at third down or decline? Yep, there's a decline and have it as fourth.
Yep, so going to be fourth down after the block in the back. And with 12 seconds left here in the second quarter, it's going to be fourth and a country mile. So Davey's going to get the play and bring it into the huddle, and it could be the last play of the second quarter here.
I think you got to punt this, right, Nate?
Boy, this is tough. You're right at midfield. It looks like they're lining up to run a play. Hard to tell because Davey does this thing where he punts and he could also throw. Davey now is flushed out of the pocket. He's going to try to throw. Now he's going to punt on the run, a low-line drive.
I love it.
He ate some time up. It rolls all the way down to the 10 and rolls out with 2 seconds left. Wow.
I love it.
Boy, it gives you options, doesn't it?
Many, because especially once he starts to roll out, you're like, I don't know.
I don't know what he's going to do.
Right. And that might have been one where they just let him read it again. But I love that punt, a line drive, and it goes out, I think, inside the 10.
And we've seen some other teams this year try to do that, and it's so hard to do the punt on the run that we've seen it fail horribly for some other teams, but that was really well done. He had options of throwing or trying to run if he thought he could get the first down. He gets to a certain point, he knows he has to punt, and he hits a perfect line drive low to the ground. And again, this is going to pin Spencer back at the 10-yard line. And only 2 seconds left here in the second quarter.
The other thing the line drive does is it usually will take away the possibility of a possible return.
Yeah, there was no chance that anybody was going to touch that. And so last play of the second quarter here with 2 seconds left. And Spencer Vanette and Kander is on their own 10-yard line. So here's the snap. Dropping back. They look over the middle. They're trying for a little bit of a Hail Mary, and this one is complete out to the 50-yard line, but that's going to do it. So about a 30 or 40-yard completion there, but no harm done. So our halftime score, 6-6 between Bainbridge Guilford and Spencer Vanette and Kander. We'll be back with our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up here on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.